with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump marked his first year back in office with a marathon press briefing. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a 1 hour, 21-minute monologue, the president listed his administration's actions over the past year, from executive orders to health care and tariffs. He summed it up this way.
We have taken a mess and made it really good. It's going to get even better.
On his desire to seize Greenland, the pressing news issue of the day, the president insisted that he will work something out with NATO allies, all of whom stiffly oppose an American takeover of Greenland. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Ukraine's leader may bypass the World Economic Forum at Davos because of continued Russian attacks on his country. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russia bombarded Ukraine with more than 300 drones and ballistic and cruise missiles in its latest nighttime attack on the power grid, President Volodymyr Zelensky says, as Moscow gives no public sign that it's willing to end the invasion of its neighbor anytime soon. The attack knocked out heating to more than 5,600 apartment buildings in the capital Kyiv. Nearly 80% of the affected buildings had recently had their heating supply restored after a major Russian barrage on January 9. Zelensky now says his trip to the World Economic Forum remains under doubt, but he would travel to Davos if documents for a proposed peace settlement in Ukraine are ready for signing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
With many Americans still recovering from multiple blasts of snow in the nation's northern tier, a new storm is set to emerge this weekend that could coat roads, trees, and power lines with devastating ice and snow. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 870 points. This is SRN News. A landmark ruling for women in the United Kingdom.
A court has ruled that the country's national health system cannot allow males to use female restrooms, locker rooms, or other changing areas. The Employment Tribunal found that the NHS transgender policy is, quote, unlawful and violates the rights of female staff. The Christian Legal Center filed suit on behalf of nurses in Durham and Darlington who were told by the NHS that if they didn't want to change clothes with men, they would have to find other accommodations. Michael Harrington reporting.
YouTube is updating its guidelines for videos containing content that advertisers define as controversial, allowing more creators to earn full ad revenue when they tackle sensitive issues in a non-graphic way. With the update that went into effect, YouTube videos that dramatize issues including abortion and domestic abuse are now eligible for full monetization. This is SRN News. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is going to court in a show of support for Fed Governor Lisa Cook.
The High Court is considering whether President Donald Trump can fire Cook. Trump moved to fire her in August following allegations she made misrepresentations on mortgage documents. Lower courts let Cook continue serving in her position while she pursued a legal challenge to her firing, and the Supreme Court in October said it would take up the case. Cook has not been charged with any criminal offenses.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. Netflix is now offering to buy Warner Brothers Discovery's studio and streaming business in an all-cash deal. This move aims to win over Warner's shareholders for a $72 billion merger and counter a bid from Paramount. On Tuesday, Netflix and Warner announced a revised transaction to simplify the structure. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.